Preparing for a new season. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Right now, we're just trying to make sure that all the equipment is ready to go. And when we get ready, we want it to be ready.
Big thing is what we shop work, getting tractors, getting them ready, equipment ready. We're still doing dozer work in the field. That's what they're doing today. And then plus office work, figuring out what crops we're going to plant and what we're going to spend on what.
Tennessee row crop farmers are hard at work this time of year, getting their equipment in order, studying the markets, and deciding on which crops to plant this spring. And what about the effects of the mild winter? Jamie Tuck farms in Weakley County.
It's a little worrisome to me. I like to see a hard winter because of bugs and such that might attack the crops during the growing season. Most of the time, a harsh winter will cut down those numbers and give a little more cushion and a little less worry in that respect.
Cotton and grain farmer David McDaniel of Tipton County says the milder winter has definitely allowed them to prepare much quicker for the upcoming crop season.
No, they always say that the insects are going to be worse, the weeds are going to be worse, and I don't know if that's true or not. It just makes it nice working outside, though. We've gotten more dozer work done this winter. That's been a good thing. Actually, we're putting in some more irrigation, so that's giving us time to do that.
David McDaniel, like many other farmers across Tennessee, are taking advantage of the weather and gearing up for what they hope is another good growing season.
I think this will be my 32nd crop. It's a fun time in a way, but it's a lot of work. People don't realize it. They just think we kick back and do nothing all winter. And we don't do that, believe me.
We're just a few weeks away from the start of the planting season in Tennessee. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.